Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. At Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. Asked for a response by VOA, a senior U.S. administration official said the president put forward is a non-military only strategy. There is no strong diplomatic element, even economic element to the strategy. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he said that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force. Speaking alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Mattis delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine.
On the defensive lethal weapons, we are actively reviewing it. I will go back now, having seen the current situation, and be able to inform the Secretary of State and the President in very specific terms what I recommend for the direction ahead.
When asked whether Russia might see such a move as a threat, Mattis responded, defensive weapons are not provocative unless you are an aggressor. Thailand's Supreme Court said today it is issuing an arrest warrant for former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat after she did not appear in court to hear the verdict in a negligence case against her. Her lawyer said that she was too sick to attend. Yingluck, who has pleaded not guilty to charges linked to a rice subsidy scheme for farmers, was ousted by a military coup in 2014. This is VOA News. South Korea's president says military action against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats cannot be carried out on the Korean Peninsula without his government's consent. For weeks, President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have made it appear a direct conflict is possible. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
We consider it overall a good first step that there haven't been any missile launches or testing for three-plus weeks or so, but we need to see more.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said he would stand in the way of another battle on the peninsula, where a state of war has technically remained in effect since the 1950 to 53 Korean War, which ended in an armistice, not a peace treaty. President Trump has not ruled out unilateral military action by the U.S., if necessary, to prevent the Kim regime from using nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles and an attack against the U.S. mainland. Angola's ruling party took a strong lead in early election results announced by the Electoral Commission. People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola had so far won just 64% of the vote in Wednesday's polling. VOA's Anita Powell is in Angola's capital, Luanda.
What they did show was something quite extraordinary. The ruling MPLA party won in every single one of the 18 provinces that they have announced results for. That's all of the provinces. And they won by fairly large margins. The exception to this pretty uniform rout was the crown jewel, which was the province of Luanda, which has about 6 million people and 2 million voters. Here in Luanda, that's the capital, the MPLA, the ruling party, won just over 50%.
Meantime, the leading opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says its independent vote count tells a different story. The official results gave that party just over 24%. President Trump has renewed his attack on members of the Republican Party, his party, this time lashing out at them for creating what he called a mess of a debt ceiling legislation process. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan for not attaching debt ceiling legislation to a recently signed bill that aims to assist veterans. If Congress does not raise the debt ceiling by the end of September, the federal government might not be able to pay some of its bills. Hurricane Harvey, moving across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, it's headed toward the coast of the U.S. state of Texas, strengthening as it moves along. Harvey expected to drop at least 50 centimeters of rain along its path. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.